Thanks a lot. I think you summarized very well the first round of our conversation, and my response is very repetitive, unfortunately. And perhaps this is also something we should look at, that we all speak about education, and I also mentioned in response to your first question, the Nexus lens, and this is a euphemism for what you pointed at, that we need more integration, and donor countries, member states, need to be the ones who look after that this integration happens, that this connection between humanitarian aid, development, and also a common outcome goal to more peaceful societies, that this happens. And you will hear more from my government, because like many others, we would like to do more pledging for better education opportunities for children. And the reason is obvious, because how could we build peaceful societies, better societies, unless we give comprehensive and qualitative good education to all displaced, stateless children who seek asylum or live in host communities? To do this, we try to operationalize child protection in our strategies and partnerships, and try to also to give priority to refugee children's access to education, as I said. I don't want to be repetitive. Those who deal with this on a daily basis, my colleagues from the Swedish Development Agency sit here, so maybe you could help me give some examples how we would like to make this connection happening, the continuum and connecting the various stakeholders on this. But let me just say that, as we have pointed out, we need more attention on strengthening child and youth participation, and we are lucky and fortunate here that we heard three very pertinent voices, and it goes without saying that here we have the recommendations for what to do, and this is also an area where my government will push forward and make use of the voices of the children. One very important issue is that the Child Convention will be part of Swedish law as of January 2020. And that will, though we signed on very early, it took really some time to integrate the convention into law. And there are various reasons, because some lawyers say, but we have tools already. But there is a very nice Swedish television program or radio program. It's a television program where you can listen to voices of Swedish children, migrant children, asylum-seeking children, and there you can see that there are some discrepancies. So we will have to work hard as of January 2020. And I'm absolutely sure that from this experience of integrating the law or the convention into the law, we will also have good examples how to implement the convention in our development and humanitarian cooperation. Maybe this was a sort of an assault on my colleagues sitting there. Yeah, but maybe since I was, I think, fairly quick, if there is a good example you can give us.
I will give you